You are listening to Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is Clifford May, president of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies here in Washington. As Senator Hillary Clinton testifies today in her confirmation hearings to become the next Secretary of State, we want to get Cliff's ideas about what the top foreign policy priorities ought to be for the incoming Obama administration. And Cliff, it's always good to have you with us.
Good to be with you.
One of the lines that's getting a lot of attention from Senator Clinton's testimony today is that she believes over the past 8 years, American leadership in the world is wanting, but the world wants our leadership. To what extent do you agree with her characterization of the past 8 years, first of all?
Well, certainly I do think the world wants American leadership. On the other hand, they're not always pleased when they get it. And that's what you saw a lot in the last 8 years. President Bush, I think, attempted to exert that kind of leadership. And in some ways, he was successful, even if he wasn't popular when doing it. For example, Bush said, this was a huge change, and I hope it won't change back, that he is going to hold responsible not just those who strap on suicide vests or commit acts of terrorism, but also the regimes and groups that fund, support, orchestrate, and instruct the terrorists. That was a major change from what we had years ago, and I think it's very important. Now, I don't think Bush necessarily has always done it, but it's an important change. Look, it's going to be easy for an incoming administration to say all the problems we have are the fault of the previous administration, but criticizing is going to be a lot easier than actually governing, and they're going to find that out. And by the way, I only wish them well. I want my president, I want my government to succeed, whether it's a Democratic or Republican government.
Cliff, whether looking at Barack Obama or Hillary Clinton, what encourages you, what concerns you as you look at the top foreign policy challenges facing this country? Where do you suspect that they'll lead us in a responsible way, and which policies that they've outlined concern you?
In terms of the policies they've outlined, I've seen more continuity than I see change. Hillary today said that it would be unacceptable for Iran to have nuclear weapons. President Bush said it was unacceptable for Iran to have nuclear weapons. I have to say that President Bush did not implement policies to seriously prevent Iran from getting nuclear weapons. He talked about it and said it was unacceptable, didn't do anything about it that was serious. I hope that Obama and Hillary Clinton will understand that it is vital, that it's a game changer if Iran, which for 30 years has been shouting death to America and death to Israel and sponsoring terrorism, should get its hands on nuclear weapons. I think also I'm pleasantly surprised in general by the national security team overall that Obama has chosen. These are not radicals. He's picked people that a conservative might not have picked. On the other hand, there are quite a few that if you had seen picked by President McCain, you would not have been surprised. Bob Gates remains as Secretary of Defense. That means that General Petraeus, slandered by MoveOn.org as General Betrayus, General Petraeus remains in the most important military job this country has, as do his deputies, people like General Odierno in Iraq, who I have great admiration for, and General McKiernan in Afghanistan. So that's all, I think, rather good. And there are a number of other people, Richard Holbrooke, Dennis Ross, Philip Gordon. These are, I would say, at least centrist Democrats, and I think that's a good thing.
Cliff, you mentioned Israel, and obviously that's in the headlines right now. Obama has been very careful to say virtually nothing about what he thinks of what's happening in the current conflict between Israel and Hamas in Gaza right now in response to the repeated rocket attacks. What do you expect from this administration? He's had relatively consistent statements saying Israel has the right to defend itself. He's also said, though, that things such as the partitioning of Jerusalem are on the table for a final settlement, which is clearly a long way away from where we stand right now. But how much of a departure do you expect on that front?
I'm not entirely sure. I think it is. I think it has been wise of President-elect Obama not to comment on the conflict between Hamas and Israel, other than to confirm what he has said before, which is that any country that is being attacked by missiles is going to respond to it, and I would expect that he would expect that to happen. I imagine that the Israelis would like this conflict or this particular battle to be over, if not by the time Obama is sworn in, pretty quickly thereafter. and I think the best gift the Israelis could give Obama, quite frankly, is if they are able to complete this military mission with Hamas crippled or defeated. Only with Hamas in that kind of state can you possibly have a peace process that makes any progress. Otherwise, you can't. You can't, because Hamas is dedicated to wiping Israel off the face of the earth. It is an outspokenly and explicitly genocidal organization. There is just no way you're going to make any progress as long as Hamas is dominant in Gaza and has been gaining ground in the West Bank.
Cliff, as we should have expected, most of the questions did deal with the Middle East, the theaters of the war on terror, as well as Iran, the Middle East, and so forth. But there were some other areas discussed, namely China, and I believe a couple of questions about Russia as well. Which of those foreign policy issues, or perhaps others that don't get a ton of attention right now in the mainstream media due to our other priorities, do you think could be flaring up here in the next 4 years?
Well, I think Russia is certainly a problem. Vladimir Putin has been hostile to U.S. interests. I think Condi Rice and others in the Bush administration hope that Vladimir Putin would be an aspiring Democrat. He's not. He is a committed autocrat. He is hostile to American interests. We've got a lot of problems, I think, with Russia. China, I think there's a lot. That is a place where I think diplomacy may be able to succeed. We have differences. There's competition. But there is common ground with China, not everything, and I think that's a good area for diplomacy. Though I do think the main concern has to be the global, what has been called the global insurgency, and we have various fronts in this war, fronts in Iraq, fronts in Afghanistan, fronts in Gaza, fronts in Pakistan, and that's the biggest challenge we have.
Cliff, unfortunately, our time is up. Always great of you to be with us, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Clifford May is president of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy. Still ahead in this edition of Dateline Washington, we'll bring you the latest consumer optimism numbers with Terry Jones of Investors Business Daily. But when we come back on Dateline Washington, the connection between lax immigration enforcement and the current economic crisis. Bob Dane of the Federation for American Immigration Reform is with us next. Stay tuned.